Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. Of course, if we're going to differentiate, as we have in the last Mishnah, last two Mishnayos, between saplings and full-grown trees, it's important to understand what the dividing line is there. When do saplings become trees? And so Mishnah Ches asks, Ad emos ha-nikru natios, until what point do we call them still saplings? And we have a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ad Sheyacholu. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, until they become chulin. What's he talking about? We're going to learn later on in Seder, in Seder's Rayim, about the mitzvah of Orla. The mitzvah of Orla is that for the first 3 years of a tree's life, you cannot eat the fruits. The fruits are Aser Ba'achila, they are Orla, and you can't eat them. In the fourth year, they are Netar Avai. We actually discussed Netar Avai already. And we're going to discuss it more still. But in the fourth year, they're Netar Avai, and they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim like Maaser Sheni. And so that's also has Kodesh, has Kedusha, right? But in the fifth year, they no longer have Kedusha. In the fifth year, they're regular fruits, and they are chulin, right? You have to take Trumas and Maestros, like always, but they are yours. And so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah basically says, year five, they're called trees. The first 4 years, they're still called saplings. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Bas Sheva Shanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, 7 years. Up until 7 years, it's called a sapling. In year seven, it's already called a tree. Now, the Tosefta actually elaborates that Rabbi Yeshua actually differentiates by species. When he says 7 years, he's referring to olives. Olives are trees in year seven. Figs become trees in year six. And grapes become trees in year five. And prior to that, they're saplings. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Netia Kishma. Rabbi Akiva says it's a sapling. Literally, the word that we use for sapling in Hebrew is netia, a planting. And so Rabbi Akiva says it's a planting, like the way it says, it's a planting. It's like its name. And it has to be in that first year. So the first year, during the year in which it is originally planted, it is called a netia. However, by the second year, according to Rabbi Akiva, it is already called an ilan. And in fact, la halacha, we follow Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah continues with the case of an ilan shenigmam. We have a tree, an old tree, right? Or not a sapling, a tree that is considered full grown, but it's been chopped down. Okay? The hotzi chalifin. But then the stump starts to grow new shoots. So it regenerates. So the tree is regenerating a new tree from the old stump. So do we consider that to be a tree? Or do we consider that to be a netia, a sapling? So Rabbi Shimon, right, says, mitefach ulamata kinetia. If the trunk was cut all the way down to the ground so that it is less than a tefach off of the ground, so that's like 3 inches. If it's less than 3 to 4 inches off the ground, that is called a sapling, right? Because the trunk is basically considered gone. And this new growth is a new plant, really, and therefore it is considered netia. Mitefach ulamala keilan. Above a tefach, however, that old trunk is still continues to be counted, and we therefore count it as an ilan, even though the branches are new. All this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but there is not really an argument about this, and the halacha does, in fact, follow Rabbi Shimon. So if the tree gets chopped down, but the trunk is close, very close to the ground, less than a tefach from the ground, then it's considered really chopped down. And if it starts to regrow, then it's a brand new netia. But if it's above a tefach from the ground, then it is considered as if the old tree still exists. And if it continues to, and if it regrows, then it is regrowing as an old tree. It is not considered a netiah.